From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Have any plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Well, a little antiquing and working and table tennis.
Oh.
How about you?
Nothing unusual for you, then.
That's just my regular routine.
No, I don't have a lot of plans, although this afternoon I get to do something very exciting down on the Mall. The Smithsonian is having their wartime reunion, and I'm going to be moderating a panel of three Major League Baseball players.
How cool.
Their experiences during World War II. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. We had such an interesting challenge, if I must say, from last week. Let's repeat it for everyone.
Yes, it came from listener Martin Schneider of Jersey City, New Jersey. I said, take the name Minnie Mouse and note that her first and last names both begin with the same letter M and both end with the same letter E. And I asked, can you name a famous person whose first and last names also begin with the same letter and end with the same letter, and in which these two letters are adjacent to each other in the alphabet? Who is this?
Who is it?
Well, the intended answer was Pablo Picasso. We also had a number of solvers give us Dave DeBuscher, the late NBA player.
About 1,000 listeners came up with the answer, and this is going to be interesting. A randomly picked winner selected from the correct answers is Ken Kalier, and he joins us from Seoul in the Republic of Korea. Hi, Ken.
Morning.
What are you doing there in Seoul?
Well, I've lived in Korea for about 30 years, the last 20 or so as a civilian analyst for the U.S. Army.
And have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Periodically. Actually, I usually tape the program. It's aired on Sunday night here on Armed Forces Radio through NPR Worldwide and listen to it while I'm commuting.
And you decided to send us an answer.
Right.
And
on
a whim, and I bet you didn't expect us to call you.
I didn't.
Well, please, Will, meet Ken, and let's play.
Ken, today I've brought some really bad puns. I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has a blank. Insert the name of a musical instrument in the blank to complete the sentence in a punny way. For example, when Jed decided to move to one of them sophisticated West Coast cities, he chose Portland blank. You'd say Oregon. He chose Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Stunned silence. All
yeah.
Right, number one. Marilyn Monroe and Pamela Anderson are well-known sex blank.
Symbols.
Well-known sex symbols. Good job. Number two. For a sailor to catch a lot of cod, he has to blank far and wide. For a sailor to catch a lot of cod, he has to blank far and wide. And do you know how do you catch cod? With what?
Cast a net.
You'd cast a net far and wide. Good job. For my overnight trip, I packed a toothbrush and a new blank toothpaste.
Tuba.
A new tuba toothpaste is right. The fisherman has already caught some carp and mackerel, and he hopes to catch some big mouth blank.
Bass. Bass.
Oh, not quite. The bass and bass don't sound alike, but bass is right. He hopes to catch some big mouth. What instrument starts bass?
Bassoon.
He has to catch some big mouth bassoon. Good. In the unlikely event Senator Lieberman starts voting with the Republicans, the Democrats will blank from their caucus. And here it helps to know Senator Lieberman's first name.
Joe.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll want to blank from their caucus. Instrument ending in Joe.
Oh, banjo.
They'll want a banjo from their caucus, right? Here's a really bad one. After explosions were heard inside the good old boy mine, we wanted to blank men out as fast as possible. It's six letters, and it's a popular instrument in rock bands.
Guitar.
We wanted to get our men out as fast as possible. Good, good. We got one more. Once, after the author of The Cat in the Hat couldn't be reached, the publisher gave Dr. Blank.
Sousaphone.
They gave Dr. Sousaphone. Good job.
Oh, are you okay, Ken?
They seem to come easier on the expressway somehow.
They always do come easier when you're alone in your car. You did great, Ken. And we're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Now, Ken, tell us again how you get to listen to the show in Seoul, Korea?
From NPR Worldwide on the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Well, that's great. I mean, this is a real treat for us. Ken Kallier in Seoul, in the Republic of Korea. Thanks a lot for putting up with us and playing the puzzle with us today.
You're most welcome.
Okay. Well, Will, what do you have for everyone, I guess, around the world to work on this week?
Well, take the phrase printer cable. Rearrange these 12 letters to name a famous person. And I'll give you a hint, this is a famous person from history. So again, printer cable, rearrange these 12 letters to name a famous person. Who is it?
Boy, we had a lot of famous people on our in our puzzle segment lately. When you have the answer to this one, please email us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you, no matter where you are, if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And there's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot, and happy antique hunting.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.